Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and today I want to talk about all the different applications of finances, situations that I come across every day as a financial planner. Now, you might be saying, how does that relate to me? Well, I can tell you this. We're going to talk about that 25-year-old who can't figure out what in the world he's supposed to do and how to start investing. We're going to talk about that pre-retiree who comes in and says, Crystal, I'm a wreck. I've waited all my life to be able to retire, and now I'm scared to death. We want to talk about those who come in who say, you know, God's blessed us. We're in a good place, and we want to do something to create legacy for our children. What should we do? Well, these are just a few of the situations, the opportunities that I have to speak into every day as a certified financial planner at Crystal Clear Finances. So let's start by the individual who is 25 years old. They're working hard. They're putting their time in at their job. They're making some money. They're maybe not making millions yet, but they're making some. And they hear the proverbial, well, you should be investing. You should have a financial plan. And they're like, uh-huh. No clue what that means. So let's talk about if you were in that situation, if you're someone watching right now on our YouTube channel, you're listening by radio, and you're just getting started in life. Let's talk about what are some steps that you can take that can help you create, cultivate, and keep wealth so that you feel confident for financial decisions. And when you get to retirement age, whether it's age 65 or whether it's age 50, that you're ready for it. Well, one of the very first things to do is to create a budget. I know, what a horrible word, right? We hate having a budget. But if you can understand that the budget gives you freedom to spend, you can look at it totally different. So if I was you and I was 25 years old and I could go back, one of the first things I do is write down my budget of what I'm going to give for tithe, because remember, we want to be generous. What we sow is what we reap. How much am I going to give? I'd want to know what my bills are. I'd want to also know, okay, how much can I save? Because we have to start the principle of saving from a very early age. We've got to get into the habit, even if right now you're at that position where it's a dollar. If that's all you have, then use the dollar. I mean, I'm sure that many of you know my story about how I got into financial planning, because I was just like this 25-year-old, well, maybe a tiny bit older. And we had gotten into a situation where the company that my husband was working for, he owned his own trucking company. Well, the company he was hauling for went bankrupt and left us with thousands of dollars of unpaid invoices. So what that meant was we had to find a way to let money work. You know, I remember going to the food pantry. I remember what it's like to go up and down those aisles and not afford. But I also remembered when I made my first $2 that I was able to put in tithe and giving, because I believed strongly enough that if I worked hard, if I had a budget, and if I was a generous giver, things would turn around. I also learned at this time, and this would be another thing to do besides creating a budget, is I began to read books on finances. Not books that are like the PE ratio. I read books like Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I began to read books like Think and Grow Rich. I began to read the Bible. And I began to find out that it was okay for us to have resources. And so I would remember, we have a quarter mile long driveway. I would walk up to the top of my driveway. Things were still horrible financially. I'd reach into the mailbox. I'd pull out the bills. And of course, I would cry. And the whole way down, I'm crying and I'm saying, God, I know you said you made me to be the head and not the tail, above only and not underneath. I'll lend to many nations. I won't borrow. And I began to believe that I actually had a call of destiny and wealth that was upon my life. And I know that when I said to God, if you will teach me how this money thing works, I will teach others. So I'm speaking to that 25-year-old right now and saying, listen, one of the things that you have to do, not only do you need to do the numbers component of writing down your budget, But you have to do the mental component of changing the thought processes in life that would have you think that you will not be successful financially. You have to look at money differently to begin to understand that the very seeds you have, whether it's a dollar or $1,000, you can create wealth. Now, how do you do that? Well, part of it is, another word that nobody likes, is you have to be disciplined. When you do your budget, find it, a dollar, $25, $50, find something, and every month you have to invest it. Now, that's where people say the big glaze over on their eyes. Okay, I have to invest it. Thanks, Crystal. Helped a lot. That really did good. Okay, so what does investing mean? Investing means I'm going to take this hard-earned money that I have, and I'm going to look for an opportunity, a company that I think is actually doing something. It's creating good products. It's people are buying into it. It's got growth potential. It's actually next year still going to be in business. And if we have another shutdown, it's probably still going to be in business. And then we take that money and say, hey, I want to invest in that company. And you put your money in. You might say, but how do I put my money in, Crystal? Well, that's where either A, you sit down with a financial advisor. But here's the deal. If it's only a small amount of money that you're using, you can literally go directly to organizations like those retail houses, like Fidelity's, TD Ameritrade, E-Trade, all those different ones. And you can say, I want to open up an account. And you open up an account. You can do it right online. And this is where it's going to be a tiny bit difficult, but hold with me for a moment. You have to, once you open up the account, put the money into it. And then if you're not working with a financial advisor, you have to pick what you want to invest in. And that's kind of the scary part. Well, how do we get rid of the fear? Well, let's start walking towards it. Let's begin to Google in there where you can say, what are the top mutual funds? What are the top ETFs? What are the top stocks? And you begin to educate yourself. Ed Emmons wrote a book, How to Pick Stocks. Great book. Highly recommend it. Ed Emmons, he's a good friend, and he was a junk collector, literally. He went to your house, you called him, and he picked up your junk, and he took it away for you, not the ones that you hear on TV that wave the wand, and not that. He was just Ed, the junk man. And Ed did very, very well for himself because he lives on just the dividends of his stock. But he started by this very way. I'm going to create a budget. I'm going to see what amount out of the budget I can invest. I'm going to go open up a brokerage account, it's called. In that brokerage account, I'm going to invest my money. Now, I'm going to put a pause here. I'm going to challenge you, if this is exciting to you, to go back and listen to last week's program. In fact, all of October's program. Because if you just put it in a taxable account, what's going to happen? Well, everything that grows in that account, you're going to have to pay taxes on it, and you create an increasing tax liability. Well, that's not very fun and kind of defeats the purpose. You made money in your account, and now you got to take money out of your other pocket to pay your taxes. And that's where possibly no investment advice is being given, but possibly maybe that's where you open a Roth, because a Roth allows you to put money in and never have to pay taxes. So let's recap. Just in case a 25-year-old is listening, you're going to go to an online brokerage account if you're not working with a financial advisor, Crystal Clear Finances. And then if you're not, you go to this brokerage account. You determine, well, do I want to pay taxes or not? If you want to pay taxes, then you're going to do a taxable account. If you don't, then you're probably going to do a Roth. You're going to be aware that you can't touch money inside the Roth until age 59 and a half. So this isn't where you're putting the money to buy your next car, right? This is money that you can sporadically add, or not sporadically, I'd rather see it monthly, where you can add it monthly, but if something bad happens and you have to stop, you can stop and it won't hurt the account. Like, you, there's no penalties. Hopefully that makes sense. If you know financial advisors and you're like, maybe I could pick their brain and see what they would have me invest in, then you can begin that route. We've had so many people that started that way, And then when they got to $5,000, $10,000, they moved the account over to our office and said, hey, this is starting to add up and I want to start expanding. Can you help me do more? And we began to grow the accounts with them. But the first step is there. So hopefully, if you're a 25-year-old, that would help you. Now, let's move on. What about those who are coming in, who are saying, Crystal, dun, 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 dun. Well, maybe they don't say it that way. But Crystal, I'm ready to retire. I have worked my entire life for this moment, and I am scared to death. Now, for those of you who are not about to retire, and you're shaking your head saying, really? Why would you be scared to retire? You are not there yet, because it is a scary time. Because the fear is, what if I make the wrong decisions? What if I choose the wrong thing on the paperwork and I can't go back? Well, now I don't have a job to make more income to make up for the mistake, and now I'm behind the eight ball. It is a very scary time. One of the things that we do here at Crystal Clear Finances is we do a tax and transition plan. So let's talk about this. What we're able to do is sit down with you, and usually we recommend about a year, if possible, before you're going to retire. And guess what we do? Yep, the very first thing, we do the same thing that we do with a 25-year-old. We look at your budget. We need to know what you have to live on. What are the bills that are going to be there? And here's the deal. A 25-year-old, they're just getting started. You've had 40 years to figure out what it costs to live on. So we need to sit down with that amount. Once we know that amount that you need to live on, then what we're going to do is we're going to look to see, what is Social Security going to pay you? What is Social Security going to pay your spouse? We look to see when that money's going to come in. We look and run a Social Security analysis that says, when is the best time where you can make the most money with Social Security? And once we've identified that, then the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to look to see if you are one of the lucky ones who has a pension. And then it's not just a slam dunk from there. We look to see what company is offering the pension. Because unfortunately, there have been companies that are not able to honor their pension. And instead, you have an option to take a lump sum. And we've had some companies where the employee says, yeah, I'm not leaving my money in their pension. I know how they do things there. It's too scary. And so we do a lump sum, roll it over, put it in a different type of pension account, and create an income stream from there. But there are others, maybe they're state or federal pensions, and we say, no problem, let's keep that one in place. So we're going to look at your budget. We're going to look at your Social Security, your spouse's Social Security. We're going to look to see what your pension is. And then when we have any, we'll look to see if there's any other source of income that's available to you. And once we know all the sources of income, then we're going to say, here's what your income is. Here's what your expenses are. What's the difference? And then we have to make up that difference through your investments. And that's where we begin to look at the investments. How are they positioned? How are they structured? Is it going to give you a guaranteed lifetime income stream from your investments? Or are your investments going to go up and down with the market? That's why I think you see so many people that are afraid when it comes to when the stock market has its hiccups. And folks, it's not even hiccuping right now. It's barely even reacting to what's going on. But the concern is because they know that the difference between them being able to have a successful retirement where they can meet their bills, or a retirement full of stress where they can't go anywhere and they can't pay for anything, many times for individuals, is dependent upon the market. And I can tell you this, it doesn't have to be that way. Everything you have shouldn't be wrapped up in the market. So for many times, those who are looking to retire, those are questions we ask. Now, here's the other things we need to do. If they have a 401k or they have a 403b, and the simple difference is a 403b would be like a church, 403b would be a museum, a school, any type of not-for-profit organization. That's a 403b, or you have a 401k. What you do is you call your HR department and say, hey, I'm meeting with Crystal Clear Finances. My retirement's coming up. I need to know what's my retirement package? What paperwork do I have to fill out so that I can roll this over? And at that point, you sit down with us. We sit down with you and say, okay, slide over that inch and a half thick paperwork. Let's go through it together, because we do this probably weekly. I wanted to say daily, but I thought maybe that might be exaggerating. Pretty much weekly, we're sitting with someone going over their retirement paperwork. We want to make sure you're comfortable understanding how this works. And for some, part of their retirement paperwork is deciding on the pension, if it's joint life certain or just on one spouse. And there are a lot of options with pension. And many times what we see is individuals who are married, we make sure that they have an income stream that covers the retiring employee. And if the retiring employee dies first, the spouse will get the remainings, the same amount, so that there's no disruption of income as far as the pension. So these are things that we look at together. And then we look at the 401k to say, hey, let's roll this over and let's create an income stream for you. When people retire, it is exciting, but it's also scary. And I have noticed that there are five phases that individuals go through retirement. And what we do is, after we've met with someone who is thinking of retiring, is we send them this white paper. We want them to be able to understand the emotions that they're going through. Now, I know, men, please do not just block me out because I just said the word emotions. Understand that life, you more than anyone, understand that you have lived with your peers how many hours a week. It's become your job, an identity for many people. And what happens is when someone retires, yes, there is that honeymoon phase where, whoop, whoop, I finally don't have to get up at 5 a.m. I don't have to be somewhere punctual right on time first thing in the morning. And that honeymoon phase is pretty cool. And then you go in the honey-do list phase, where vice versa, regardless of sex right there, there's a list of things to do. And you go through it and you stay busy. But after that kind of comes to an end, then there's a phase of, where do I fit? I'm not really close anymore with the people I've just spent 30 years of my life. I've painted the house about a zillion times now. I'm not painting it anymore. Where do I go from here? That is one of the most dangerous parts when we talk about retirement. It's not the 401k. The dangerous part is when we don't feel that we are contributing to society anymore and we begin to check out. That was a scary time during COVID, because a lot of retirees that were retiring began to realize that, I can't see anyone anymore. Now I'm retired. I can't engage anywhere. And so we'll just say that was not a good headspace to be in. But the next season, once you're able to find a place to kick in, you begin to have purpose. And when you understand that you have purpose, you re-engage. I want to speak for just a moment for those of you who aren't retiring, but maybe you have a loved one who is thinking about retiring, and you think, oh my gosh, they've got it made in the shade. This is good. I'm envious. Watch out for them. Make sure that they go through their honeymoon phase, which may last 2 years, 3 years, 2 weeks. It's different for everyone. And then watch out, then they're going to go through that honey-do list where they're so busy. This is where I think every volunteer department calls them and they overextend themselves. And then they pull back, and that's one period, which can be very short or very long, is a critical period. So I am asking you, as a financial planner who sits across from pre-retirees all the time, watch out for your loved ones who are going through retirement. Celebrate it with them, but understand there's a cycle they're going to go through, and help them re-engage on the other side so that they can get to that next season. Well, I know that I just did two very big extremes. We have the 25-year-old who now hopefully knows how to go get that stock, knows some financial planners that they can talk to, and begin to get on the right path, because it will make a difference if they can just start investing now. Now, let me just make one more comment on them that I never mentioned, was they also need to build savings. When they're doing that budget, they need to get to a place where they have 2 weeks living expense at home and 1 month living expense in the local bank, so that if something crazy happens, like COVID or something, they have resources. So I would do that even before I would do the investing, because you want to have your safety net in place. Then do this, you could do your investing, and then you're going to want to build that green tank. So the green tank, the safe tank for 25-year-olds, that takes a consistent. You got to know your job's going to be there. And that's why I would first get your savings in place, get your investments, prove to yourself you can do it, and then build your green tank. The green tank is what's going to carry you through. So, and then with the, we talked about for the retirees, remember, I understand it is the most exciting time and the most terrifying time at the same. So give us a call. We'll walk through each component with you. We'll walk through and be able to talk to you about the steps you need to take to make sure that you are getting the advice you need to successfully make that transition. What we're going to do is take a quick 30-second break, and then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. The world is changing, and what worked before with finances may not work now. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. With economic, political, and global changes happening daily, it's easy to make reactional decisions or choose to ignore finances altogether. Neither one is a good idea. Working with a faith-based financial planner who understands finances and the shifting dynamics of our economy can provide you the direction and confidence needed to navigate the daily financial changes. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and today was a day in the life. And this is what I see all the time. I see the young investors. I see the pre-retirees that are so excited to enter into retirement. And then the final category before we close today are those who have been comfortably retired for a while, but they're looking for ways to give. And there are so many different avenues that we can do when it comes to talking about legacy. You know, a lot of times people will say, well, I don't want to give my kids too much money because I don't want to hurt them. Totally agree. I don't want to do anything that would enable my children to hurt themselves, right? Have too much resources come in. Now they're not working. They're eating chocolate bonbons every day. Yeah, I don't see my kids doing that, but still. So in fact, one of the things that I did in my will is I said, when I am leaving resources to my kids, is that I will match out of the trust account I'm setting up, I will match whatever they earn. So if they earn $50,000, guess what? They'll get $50,000 from their trust account. If they stay home and eat chocolate bonbons and make a dollar, they get a dollar. If they are more aggressive and they say, I'm doing $100,000, then they're going to get $100,000. But this way, I'm matching and rewarding the effort. That was something that I did in my will. But everyone has a different way where they're going to do it. So one of the first things that I would talk about is that I would get a good estate planning attorney. Because one of the things you want to do is sit down and go through your will. And I'm going to say this, whether you're 25, pre-retiree, or you've been retired for a while, having your estate planning components in place makes it so much easier. Having a will, having the healthcare proxy, having the power of attorney. I can't tell you how many children that I've sat across the table from, and mom and dad died, and mom and dad did not want to talk finances. It's private. Okay, but I'm picking up the pieces now with your children and watching the family unravel because there wasn't a plan laid out. I would be more than welcome to sit at our long conference room table and have your children there, have you there, while we begin to say, this is the way we're going to lay out the inheritance. You know, inheritance, sometimes it's not very fun to talk about. Well, it's fun to receive, but the way you get it is kind of sad. But you know, I've sat down with all three of my children and said, this is the way it's going to be. This is how it rolls out. This is who is the executor. This who has had power of attorney. This is who gets to call the shots on my healthcare proxy to decide if I've already gone on to be with the Lord and they pull the plug. But all of these components, they have to be planned out. You know, just like we plan for resources for us to be able to have a good retirement, we want to make sure that we've planned that our children will inherit something as well. And everybody's different, and there's no condemnation, no right or wrong. But just being able to say, if you want something for your children, some of the ways to do it is life insurance. Being able to put life insurance in place, you know, we've talked a lot in the month of October about taxes. Did you know life insurance is the one thing that you will guarantee will happen even if you're not there to make it happen? You said, I want this money to go to my children. It's going to happen when you pass away, and it will be tax-free. They don't have to pay any taxes on it. And that's something that is a gift that you can give your children. You know, I always say to my husband that when I pass away, I want it to be the worst day emotionally to them, but the best day financially, because I may not be there to hug them. I'll be cheering them from heaven, but I want to have the resources there. Each one of us, if we take time, we can create a plan that's going to give a legacy to our children. I'm going to speak even to the 25-year-old again. Even when we don't have kids, it's hard to think, why in the world would I want to plan for legacy? Or life insurance. Who would want to do that? But see, we have to understand that we have to think past today. We have to understand there's a call of God on our life, that God has good things in store, and we have to live our life planning for those good things of God to be dropped upon us. We have to plan to receive. The God that I know doesn't give so that it can be squandered, but I know that He rewards those. It says He rewards those who diligently seek Him. It says that He rewards when we do things. So if you begin to plan for the bless of God upon your life, how can a faithful God not do that? But if you don't plan, then how can He do? Because He's a stewardship God too. So life insurance, even for a younger generation, knowing that, okay, maybe mom gets to be listed as it till I'm married. Okay, but it's in place and you can easily change who the beneficiaries are. And I'll also do a shout out to the older generation. You can also bless your church this way. You know, there's a lot of places that I know I want to give to. And being able to use life insurance multiplies my premium, multiplies my death benefit, which allows me to be a generous giver. To me, if you've listened to me for any amount of time, you know that I advocate, that I stand. I want people out of sex trafficking. I want to find all those women, those young boys, everyone that's being tormented by that. I want to help them. So you better believe that I have organizations listed in as my beneficiaries in life insurance policies, that I know the donations there will set those kids free, will set adults free. So I would challenge and ask you, yes, you want to have a financial plan for yourself. Yes, that's good stewardship. But I also know that part of being blessed and walking in blessing is being generous and helping others. So what are you setting up as your legacy plan? Well, I'm looking at the time and realizing I am probably way over, so I'm going to quick bring it to the close. I want to encourage you, if any of this has touched your heart, has caused you to realize, wait a minute, I can do it right where I'm at, then I would encourage you to give us a call at 518-433-7181. Schedule that free initial consultation. Let's sit down. Let's hear where you are. 25, pre-retiree, someone who's already retired and planning legacy. We can help you wherever you're at, because we are here to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex.
Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.